Track 5. Unit 13. IELTS Listening, Section 3. You will hear a tutor talking to a student about a case study. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, am I bothering you? Is it okay to see you now?
Hi, Jack. No bother. Please come in. As your tutor this year, it's my responsibility to oversee your assignments. Now, where are my notes? Oh yes, here they are. Okay. I see that we were going to look at your case study on the challenges of urban planning in the 21st century and how to make it as green as possible. How's it all going?
Actually, I'm pretty happy with it. Can I talk you through it to make sure I'm on the right track?
Of course, please do. I'll stop you if I have any questions.
Okay. Well, I started by giving an overview of what green urban planning has been up until now. Firstly, there's the idea of a green belt. This is the one that everyone's heard of. But I found that while it was successful for a short time and in limited cases, it grossly oversimplified things.
Well, that's a good and practical start. What else did you look at? I hope that you also considered the idea of decentralization.
Yes, that was really interesting, as although there were no objections to it, and it looked good on paper, it just didn't work in practice.
Yes, a conundrum indeed. However, I think you'll find that there are many fads that come and go in this area. It isn't the first, and it won't be the last to simply disappear off the face of the planet. Well, this is all very good so far. What did you look at next?
I then researched the 1960s fad of building new towns on new sites, but I found that although there are isolated cases of success, they tended to cost too much time and money to build.
Keeping to that theme, have you considered the idea of brownfield sites? That is, sites that previously had another use being converted into residential areas.
Like the idea of buildings that were once banks being turned into restaurants, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I'd say it's a pretty important option in most urban areas today. Even though there have been issues with safety, if the land were contaminated in any way, at least it tends to attract no objections from local residents.
Okay, thanks. I'll make sure I put that in.
Anything else?
Well, I'm not sure about this last one, but I thought the idea of pedestrianizing central areas was an interesting concept. Do you think it's valid here?
Well, it's certainly not a bad idea. The only thing is that it would probably intensify the problem of congestion in inner city areas and would disrupt local residents' sleep if the construction work were to happen during the night. The use of loud excavators to repave the area would be inevitable.
Yes, I take your point. But in some older cities, I think it's one of the few viable options.
Well, as long as you state that, then it can definitely be included.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Okay, so that's my introduction to urban planning sorted. But now I come to the main part, which is the case study. It was really difficult to choose, as there are so many good examples. But in the end, I settle on Curitiba, which is the capital of the South Brazilian state of Paraná.
Ah, yes, nice choice. How's the research coming along?
Well, to be honest, I'm finding the amount of material a bit too much. There's such a diverse range of statistics that it makes it almost impossible to be selective.
Well, tell me a bit more about what you discovered, and then we'll see if we can come up with a plan to tackle the problem.
Well, it's fascinating. Local authorities managed to achieve so much since the 1960s, principally because, rather than waiting for central government initiatives, they chose a cohesive strategy where residents were consulted. Then they took their ideas and implemented them into local government planning to come up with a plan everybody was happy with.
Uh-huh. A bottom-up approach. Do go on.
Well, the transport system is a real example of the town's eco-friendly image. Even though they have one of the highest number of cars per person in the country, they also have the highest number of people using public transport. This is because poor and elderly residents are able to benefit from a social fare that allows them to use the system for less. This has led to low levels of pollution, which also encourages citizens to use bicycles more.
Well, that's really impressive, Jack. Well done. But I do have some suggestions to help you with finalizing your case study.
Please.
If you're going to prove Curitiba's success, you need to refer to specifics. You mentioned pedestrian-only areas in your introduction. How about that?
Yes, okay.
And what about the amount of parking for all of those cars?
I didn't come across that in my research, but I can look it up.
Yeah, I think it's important.
And what about considering where people live in relation to their place of work? If they live in the suburbs, how about mentioning how far they need to travel in order to get to work?
And don't forget about their recycling strategy, including how easy it is and how much they recycle, making sure you include statistics to back it up.
Okay, got it.
All in all, Jack, you've really done your homework, and I very much look forward to receiving your final draft.
Thanks, Professor. You've been a great help.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.